Get Up with Cliffo and Loggy. Check it out.
Turn it up, you're my radio. Cliffo and Loggy's catch up.
Bit of a relationshipy thing and going on.
I'm the guru, man. Come into my arms.
You are my Oprah Winfrey. Help me, Yoda.
Oh, I love being called that.
Went shopping with the lovely wife the other day. Mm. And this has been a thing since we've been together for many, many, many years. But it finally came to a head, and I had to actually speak up and talk about it. The other day, we did some groceries and all that sort of stuff. And Michelle's a fast walker. She's always walking 10 paces ahead, and it gets a bit frustrating. And, yeah, hit boiling point the other day. We finished the groceries and all that, unpacked them all. We're just sitting together on the couch. And I'm like, I have to discuss this. This thing where Michelle is always so fast. She's always in a hurry. She's got somewhere to be. She's always walking so far ahead of myself and even our daughter sometimes. So I finally hit record and I'm like, honey, let's have a chat about this. Let's have a chat about your fast walking. This is what went down.
I don't walk fast. I just walk at a normal pace.
You are miles ahead of me.
My legs are longer than yours. Can't help it.
Is it frustrating for you that, like, do you just feel we're slowing you down?
It is very frustrating walking with you guys because I feel like you're walking slow.
Do you ever think that maybe you're a fast walker and we're, like, the average pace?
No, I'm walking normal. I just have long legs, that's all.
So you're like Usain Bolt, it's all in your stride length?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're the man.
Look, I'm sorry, I can just relate 100%. My boyfriend Mick is a slow walker and it frustrates the hell out of me because we've got things to do.
Do you?
Yes.
Can't you guys, like on the weekends, just take a breath?
Slow
down. Let's just, you know?
See, you guys are too laissez-faire. Just strutting. We're walking, okay? We're not fast walkers. We're just women on a mission. We're multitasking. We're thinking about things we need to do. Yeah. We want to go and do them.
Remember there was one time my wife and I, we were on a date and there was like a little fair. This is where I grew up in a town called Foster's Hunkari, New South Wales. There's like a little fair on one side of the bridge and there's a nice Italian restaurant on the other. Mm. And we're walking over the bridge. It's a long bridge at sunset. And we've been to the fair, it's sunset, we're walking over, the sun's coming down, water's crystal clear blue, we're going for a nice dinner. Romantic. And she's like pulling my hand. Come on, we got to get there. I'm like, we don't even have a reservation. Yeah. There's no rush. 13, 12, 16. Can we put this out there?
Mm.
Are you with a fast walker or are you with a slow walker? Maybe, you know, you're in Loggy and Michelle's position.
Yeah.
Is there someone in your life who's a faster, the opposite of a slow walker, and it just frustrates the hell out of you?
It's funny because until you brought it up, I thought it was just a thing between Mick and I.
Oh, man.
I didn't realise that other couples were dealing with this because I actually get fired up. Like, I'll turn around and be like, come on, let's walk in a line.
Places to do, man. Places to go, people to see. 13, 12, 16, are you with like a fast walker or other side of the coin? Are you with a slow walker? And does it frustrate the crap out of you? 13, 12, 16, Alex is here right now. Mate, what's the deal? Are you with a fast walker or a slow walker?
Well, see, I think I walk at a reasonable pace, but my partner's really tall, so I'm sort of trailing in the dust.
Ah, okay. But it's actually weird because how tall is your partner, Alex?
He's over 6 foot.
Mm. My partner's 6'3", and he's a slow walker, and it's annoying.
Isn't that funny? So it's not a mind thing.
I have a line that I use that reminds him. Oh, yeah, I just go, little legs, little legs,
little legs. Yeah. I'm picturing you there sitting on a chair with, like, your legs just flapping, like, not touching the ground.
Those are the good old days.
Yeah. Sarah, you're next on 13, 12, 16. Are you with a fast walker or a slow walker? What's the frustration?
I'm with a fast walker, and I'm always the one walking with the two kids, and especially the youngest one now that he's walking.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to carry him around all the time. And my partner's gone. Like, he can look in a shop and come back and we're still not there. Like, he's just gone.
That's the thing, too. Sometimes they will get so far ahead that my wife, like, in the distance will turn around and she's like, oh, yeah, no, they're still there. That's
cool.
I can continue sprinting.
I can see the dot on the horizon where my family...
Right. 13, 12, 16, who's this?
This is Mel.
Hey, Mel, are you the fast walker or are you the fast walker?
I'm the fast walker.
Yeah, okay.
Slow down, Mel. What's
no,
the hurry, mate?
No, don't slow down.
Slow down, Mel.
Who's annoying you, Mel?
My partner is the same height as me and struggles to keep up. He reckons it's like a giraffe and doesn't get it.
We need to get you to fast walk towards a Telstra tower.
Yeah, I know.
That phone line's shocking.
Get Up with Cliffo and Loggie.
Townsville's Hit 103.1.
Cops in Air last week went to raid a house for drug-related... Well, they thought there were drugs there, so they raided it. They ended up finding something that they didn't expect. They found two coastal carpet pythons, an albino Darwin python, and a crocodile.
I don't believe that's what they were singing.
No, they weren't.
They found the crocodile.
And good on the police. You know what? Because all our emergency services, every day they go to work, they have to see something horrific, something weird. Every shift, they don't escape it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I can imagine that walking in and seeing this wouldn't have been... Would it have been something that they expected for their day? I love it, though, the cop said, you know what? I'm not dealing with the croc. They got some wildlife people in to deal
with
the croc.
Fair enough as well.
And he said, look, I'm actually more scared of snakes, but still didn't want to deal with the croc.
Could you imagine the comedy of errors of them trying to get the croc into an evidence bag? It's like, get in there! Someone grab the head! Get him in!
Get Up with Cliffo and Loggy.
Hit 103.1.
Oh, the sign. The sign that went up about a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
Townsville CBD. Boy, oh boy, it's caused some controversy.
Oh, it's caused some chat, Cliffo. If you haven't seen it yet, it's right near Victoria Bridge there on the grass, and they're giant cut-out letters that spell Townsville. Kind of like what you would have seen in I Amsterdam. If anyone's gone to Amsterdam, they take photos of that sign.
The other thing people have compared it to as well, too, I mean, it's not elevated and it's 3D, but it's the Hollywood sign.
Oh, so, okay, yes. It's like the main feature of our
show. Yeah, so the idea is you go and you snap photos in front of it, and I personally have already seen, I reckon, maybe 15 or 20 different sort of selfies with the Townsville sign. One guy posed with his dog on one of the letters. You saw a woman posing on...
On the N?
She was on the N,
and she fell between the N and the S.
So I want to put it out there straight away. I love the sign. But I'm seeing so much negative feedback come through, quite disappointingly, I think, from locals in regards to the sign. We've put a few posts on our Hit 103.1 Facebook page, and the feedback has been overwhelmingly negative. I don't know why, but for some reason, there's a large portion of our town, a large portion of our community who thinks, for some reason, that Townsville shouldn't have nice things, or we don't deserve nice, shiny new things. Yeah, I get it. They're expensive. Building Jazeem Barracks wasn't cheap. Building a nice big new stadium's not cheap. You know, building a nice Townsville sign or whatever, it's not cheap. But we deserve it. And I don't know why. I think there's a large proportion of this town that thinks because we have, we had a bit of a water crisis going on, because we have high crime, because we have sort of certain things, you know, Queensland Nickel closed down, like a bit of bad stuff happens. For some reason, a lot of people think because this bad stuff's happening, well, the money all needs to go to that. We don't deserve nice things. And what I want to say is right now, why can't we have both?
Yeah.
Like the little girl from the Mexican ad. Townsville is a good enough city to have water, to have, you know, a nice new stadium, to have all that sort of stuff. We can have basic infrastructure. We can have focus on crime and water and all that sort of stuff, but still have nice things. And I'm sick of people bashing this town because I'm not a local. I wasn't born here. I've chosen to live here. I chose to buy a house here. I'm choosing to, you know, try and send my daughter. We've put in applications to go to Ryan Catholic College. My wife and I have chosen to live our lives here. So stop bagging my city.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And it is sad, isn't it, when there's something new and exciting and then it does tarnish it a little bit.
Why do we have to railroad it in this town, Loggie? It happened when Jazeem Barracks opened. And I mean, I remember all the way back when Riverway opened.
Yeah.
You know, people absolutely slammed it. You cannot go there on a Sunday afternoon and not see it swarming with people. So Townsville, hold your head high. Don't accept mediocrity. Expect the best. If Brisbane can get great stuff, if, you know, they can rebuild half of the Gold Coast for the bloody Commonwealth Games, we can have nice things too.
Yep. I'm celebrating the nice things. I think it's great.
I'm going to give you back the soapbox. Right now, you can have that.
Okay, now I want to talk about, you know, I got nothing.
Get up with Cliffo and Loggy.
Hit 103.1.
Now, there is a bit of a bake-off that's happening today. And normally when we do bake-offs here in the office, everyone gets involved and it's great. And, you know, we're raising money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Just in-house. Now, normally I don't get involved with the baking because I really suck at baking. And I just give a donation. Yeah,
well, cooking, really.
Cooking in general. As a general rule of thumb.
You in the kitchen?
Unless it's grilling, I'm not good at it. And even then, I burn. So this is the thing. I attempted last night. I thought, I really want to do this. I want to get involved in the bake-off. So I Googled easy dessert. Anyway, I've never made a dessert. I Googled easy dessert. And what I've found is Tim Tam mousse with cream and then like real Tim Tams on top. And I thought, and it said difficulty, easy.
Do you have to make the mousse, like, from scratch?
Yeah, I had to make the mousse from scratch.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, so I just want to give you a bit of an insight into my night last night.
Yeah.
So it said it was going to make 12 of these Tim Tam mousse cups. So I started crushing Tim Tams, and because our house has no aircon, it just started melting straight away. So I wasn't getting much biscuit. I was kind of getting melted
in. Are you sweating and frizzing as well too?
I'm sweating at the same time.
You're not comfortable.
I made sure that it didn't drip in there, but there was sweat everywhere.
Right.
So I'm like bang, 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 crushing up all the biscuits. Okay, I've done that. Then I had to separate the eggs because you have to separate the yolk and the white bit. Now, I went through 5 eggs. I only needed 2. So if that gives you a bit of an indication of how that was going.
First time you've ever separated an egg?
No, not the first. Right. But yeah, I was a bit stressed. Anyway, that's fine. We got there. I've separated the eggs. Then I had to melt the dark chocolate. Now I thought, I've got a big bowl. I'll boil some water.
Yeah.
And I'll put a little bowl in there.
Good job.
Because I put it in the microwave at first and then I thought, people never talk about that. So maybe I should. So anyway, so I stopped that and I did it. Started melting the chocolate. It was melting. And then all of a sudden it wasn't anymore. I don't know. I've taken it out and thought, it's melted. Then it's hardened up again.
The water's gotten cooler.
Yeah, but then I've put it back in the hot water and it just wouldn't melt. And as I'm stirring it to try and melt it, I've pushed the bowl too far down and hot boiling water's just gone all up in my chocolate bowl. So it's just, anyway, and I thought, no, I can save this. So I've got a tea towel and I've poured out the excess water. But turns out that kind of made the rest of the chocolate start melting again. So I'm like, it's fine. It's not dirty water. Let's just keep it going. Then I had to, so I've done that. Then I had to whip the cream. And as I was whipping the cream, I was using an egg beater. I didn't even know that we had an egg beater, by the way, but turns out we do. I was whipping it. It was plugged into the wall. Whip, whip, whip. And then I thought, I better go check on the chocolate. So I've, with the egg beater in hand, walked away to go to the other side of the kitchen, not realizing, it's attached to the goddamn wall. That's fallen right next to the sink. I've nearly electrocuted.
This has gotten serious. This has gotten like live electricity.
Oh my God. And then it's just like, this is bad. Anyway, turns out whatever I've made, it's gotten together. I've only made 6. There wasn't enough for 12. But what I've made, it's been made with love. I have one for you to try a little bit later today because I just need to make sure it's okay.
Well, I'll try it and give my review tomorrow.
Yeah. Let's just say that if Gordon Ramsay was in my kitchen, probably would have got a bit of this yesterday.
Do you know something?
Yes, sir.
You're a great f***ing talker, but you're a f***ing cook.
I think that's putting it nicely.
Cliffo and Loggy. Weekday mornings from 5. Townsville's Hit 103.1.